USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An FBI already proven to be biased with hate against President Trump raided his home in Florida overnight. As many Americans already in disbelief, the FBI would label American parents as domestic terrorists. This move could be the agency's downfall. So says Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody on Fox News. She says the FBI better become real transparent real fast.
I would urge this to be unsealed, the affidavit that supports it be unsealed, that the FBI issue a statement immediately about what supported this, what types of charges or crimes they expected the evidence to show that they found.
The family of Gabby Petito on Monday announced a wrongful death lawsuit against police in Moab, Utah. The lawsuit seeks $50 million in damages. Brian Launder confessed to her murder before taking his own life. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Over the last 2 years, with the federal and state governments locking Americans up in their homes, some of the consequences are now being revealed.
A new report shows about 1.5 million children in the United States experienced anxiety or depression in the first year of the COVID pandemic. Released by the Annie E. Cassie Foundation, it shows a 26% rise in the conditions in children aged 3 to 17 between 2016 and 2020. It also notes a surge in the number of attempted suicides. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Biden will now be able to get more illegal immigrants into the United States faster. U.S. District Court Judge Matthew Kaczmarek on Monday lifted an injunction that required the Department of Homeland Security to resume the policy, Migrant Protection Protocols. Biden's DOJ lawyers requested the action. USA Radio News.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.
After President Trump's Florida residence was raided by an FBI already proven to hate the former president, the GOP establishment says it's time to end the FBI and its partisan bias. Ashley Moody on Fox News is the Florida Attorney General.
An unprecedented move. I think so many of us have watched as the credibility of our FBI has been chipped away at over the years. We're just waiting for this institution to be rebuilt into that institution of respect and independence and faith. And today is a very shocking day, not just for me, but for many Floridians and Americans. Well, you didn't see people rushing into Hillary Clinton's home when there were allegations that she had classified information in her emails. I think people are just expecting that the FBI and the Department of Justice, I mean, I was a former federal prosecutor, and you expect that the FBI will treat everyone the same, every case the same, so that the American public can have faith in this institution.
Olivia Newton-John, the Australian singer and actress, lost her battle with cancer. Her husband reports she died Monday at her ranch in Southern California. Olivia was 73 years old. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.